My name is Lynell Pollock, and my husband and I have been farming in Yolo County for a number of years. People remember the gravel wars. This was a period of time in Yolo County of about 20 years, from about 1975 to 1995, in trying to do appropriate permitting that would still allow gravel mining, but also that would respect the land where it was being mined. There were many competing interests. There weren't just two sides. First of all, we had the gravel companies themselves that wanted to continue mining aggregate along Cache Creek. There were landowners who were divided. Some wanted to see an aggregate industry. Their own lands perhaps had good deposits of gravel, and it was an economic boon to them. Others just didn't want to have anything more to do with any mining. There was the environmental community. Some wanted no mining at all. Some wanted to see mining off-channel, but with a lot of protections. I think one of the major perspectives from agriculture was that whether the mining occurred in-channel or off-channel, that it did not affect the water, both quality and quantity of water that was being used by agriculture. There needed to be protections for water quality to make sure the water was not contaminated or that the aquifer, the underground storage area of water, would be contaminated by anything the mining operation was doing. The gravel wars basically ended once the Cache Creek Area Plan was adopted, and it did go to a referendum of the voters of Yolo County, and it was overwhelmingly approved by the voters countywide to adopt this plan. And actually, the Cache Creek Conservancy was formed as a result of the gravel wars also, because it served as an organization that tried to bridge the differences between the landowners, the mining community, county government, and those who were concerned about restoring Cache Creek. From a broad view, the plan certainly has worked well. Mining has continued, aggregate production continues, and yet much of the habitat along the creek has been restored and continues to be so today.